Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Junior Giant Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. We are happy to be coming with you to you this morning from the Metro Atlanta area. I have one Junior Giant with me this morning, and I'm so happy to have him with me. Outstanding young man. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. This morning we're going to be talking to you about prayer. Our church, the church that we attend, which is High Point Christian Tabernacle, has been going through a prayer revival this week, and it was outstanding. That's just the only human word I can think of, because it was really a conference to just leave you speechless, and we're very thankful for that. So I felt like the children needed to talk about prayer, and it's important that we pray, especially considering the things that are going on in this world. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for other people. There are a lot of hurting people in this world. After the devastations of the storms, the one in Texas and the one in Florida that came up through Georgia, we need to be praying for those people, because some people lost everything they owned. And I can not really imagine that. I can't imagine just one day you had all these things and the next day you had absolutely nothing. And the hopes of recovery are slow. And so we need to be praying for them, that God will comfort them and then make ways for them to recover and to put their lives back together. I know that we will continue to pray for them. And so I wanted to talk about prayer, and I wanted the children to understand how important it is to pray and what it is actually means to pray. And prayer is not necessarily a bunch of fancy words. It's just a conversation with God. And that alone excites me, because when I just think about being able to talk to the creator of the universe, it just makes me happy. I'm just in awe. And the fact that he listens to us and then he answers our prayers is a very powerful thing. And I want our children to be able to tap into that early, that they can talk to God about anything that's going on in their lives and that God is listening. And so that's why we're doing prayer this morning. Our children need to know how to pray. They need to know how to contact heaven at a moment's notice. And so it is so important that we teach them how to pray and what to pray. And so that's what our show is about this morning. Before we go to our stories, I just want to say that we are recruiting reporters. We do have additional reporters. They weren't able to make the conference call this week. And so, but we are recruiting reporters, and they need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. They also need to be willing to do something a little different. What is required is that they be on a conference call the week before the show, and then they write their stories and then be prepared to be on the radio. This is something different, but I think it's something that they could enjoy. So if you have nieces and nephews, grandchildren, children that you feel like would like to be a part of something like this, please give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. You can also reach me by email, and that's at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. You can also reach me over at our website, and the website is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com. And once you contact me, I will get right back with you, and we can get it set up for your children to be a part. Okay, we're going to move on this morning. I believe we're going to have a quick show, but that's okay, because I believe Luke will do just fine, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Are you ready, Luke?
Yes, ma'am.
How was your week?
Good.
It was good. So what did you think about the storms that are going on?
I thought it was pretty bad, because it was like on the news, I saw a person, his house was flooded, but he really didn't care. And just like, since his house was flooded, he was just playing on the piano to make himself feel better.
Wow. Wow. Can you imagine what it would be like to lose everything you had?
Yes. And I can think of it in my head. That would probably be, if that happened to me, that would be the worst thing that would ever happen.
Yeah, it seems like it would, doesn't it? Okay, so we know we have something to pray for. Are you ready with your story?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Good day. This is Luke, your Junior Giant reporter, and today's show is about prayer. I pray because the Lord says that it is good for me to pray. I pray to the only God, and He can help me with problems in my life. Prayer is important because God can help you in your life. Prayer is important because it allows you to talk to God. A Bible story that I like that relates to prayer is the story of Paul and Silas. One day, as Paul and Silas went to pray, a lady that was in the business of fortune-telling met them. She told everybody that Paul and Silas were servants of the Most High God and would show them the way of salvation. Paul, knowing the lady practiced fortune-telling the unclean spirit to come out of her, he was set free, and her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone. This made them angry, and they brought Paul and Silas to the officers. The officers put Paul and Silas in prison and put chains on their feet. This did not stop Paul and Silas from praying. In fact, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake that shook the prison, and immediately the prison doors opened and everyone's chains were loose. God heard the prayer and praise of all Paul and Silas and helped them get out of prison. The story of Paul and Silas applies to me because when I was in the hospital sick and dehydrated, I prayed in my mind and God heard my prayer and helped me feel better. The same with Paul and Silas. When they prayed to God, He heard them and helped them. This is Luke, the Junior Giant Reporter, letting you know that prayer works. Have a great day.
That's very good, Luke. Very good. So you have experienced praying and God answering your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to continue to pray, okay? Please. When you see situations, what were you saying?
It was kind of painful when I was doing that because there were sticking needles in my body, but it was worth it to pray, even though it was really painful.
Okay. I'm glad you came through that okay. But it gave you a testimony. Now you have a testimony. And that means that you have something to tell people about God. And you can tell them that you know that God is a healer and you know that God answers prayer. And then you can use your own experience and share with them so that they have an understanding God hears prayer and that God is a healer. And the thing that's beautiful about that is because you're at a young age, and so when you already know that, when you know things about God, it makes you powerful. And so sometimes I think about it at like a mini superhero. And I think about it like that because people try to get power in so many different ways, and you've learned a way to have power in your life, and that is through prayer and through knowing God. So you are gathering your spiritual power, and that power is greater than any other power on earth because you have a connection with the God of the universe. And so when you call on your God, you know that He's going to come to your rescue. You know that He's going to help you. And that's a powerful thing to know. And so I loved your story. Very good job. And I like the story of Paul and Silas, too, because can you imagine praying until an earthquake comes and shakes the jail? Do you think those people in the jail were scared?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they would have. They would have been scared too. But the thing is that just shows you how powerful our God is and what He will do to come and help His people, and when we pray and ask Him. So very good job. Very good job, Luke. I'm going to come up with a question of the day in just a moment. I think we're going to listen to a piece of music, and then I'll be right back. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for the question of the day.
The last thing that I want to hear is the last thing.
And that was Reginald and Ezekiel Summers. They're a father and son team. They have been our previous guests, and they said the name of the song is called 2 Corinthians 5:17. And we thank God for that music. We're going to continue with our show on this morning. And I just remember part of the assignment. Luke, do you remember that you had to be able to do a prayer online?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask you to pray whatever prayer you want to pray. Go right ahead.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Very good. And Luke, I just want to encourage you. I'm not going to give you a question of the day because I forgot that part. But I just want to encourage you, sweetie, to be a man of prayer. Pray every day. Talk to God every day. And you can talk to God all through the day. And he is listening, and he will help you. He will help you at school. He'll help you at home. He'll help you when you're with your friend. And it's just something very powerful that you're able to do, and I want you to understand how powerful it is. And I want you to pray for your friends that the Lord will save them and that they will come to know Jesus Christ at an early age. And continue to pray for your family and pray for things that concern you that, you know, you may have trouble with or whatever the case may be. I want you to understand that you can go to God in prayer. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're going to bring our show to a close this morning. It was a quick show. We're so happy that you were with us. We will be back in 2 weeks with another session of Junior Giant Speaks. Once again, I want to let you know that we are recruiting Junior Giant reporters, and they need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. They need to be willing to do something that's just a little bit different from what they may be used to, but I believe it will be something that they will enjoy. And by the way, this is a paid position. Oh, maybe I should mention that more often. But it's not a lot, but they will receive a stipend. And so if you have children that may be interested, please give me a call. You can reach me at 678-516-5570. And I pray that you all have a blessed week and that the Lord will cover you and watch over you and keep you safe. And we do pray for those that are in the wake of the hurricanes and those that are trying to recover their lives. And we're going to ask God to continue to give them favor and help them. And I know that he will. You all have a wonderful day. Until we meet again, God be with you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Luke. You have a great day.
Chastise them when they're wrong, and
teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. See why you love your mother, Mary Wayne. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do in their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong, then praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Praise them when they're wrong,
then teach them to
praise. Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
then teach them to praise.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for. Fathers, show them their love.
We want to thank you for being with us on today. Have a blessed day. God bless you. Goodbye.